Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, your daily dose of knowledge from Wikipedia's finest articles. The featured article for Sunday, June 29, 2025, is Orphic Hymns. The Orphic Hymns are a collection of 87 ancient Greek hymns addressed to various deities, which were attributed in antiquity to the mythical poet Orpheus. They were composed in Asia Minor, located in modern-day Turkey, most likely around the 2nd or 3rd centuries AD, and were used in the rites of a religious community which existed in the region. The hymns are among the few extant works of Orphic literature, the tradition of texts attributed to Orpheus in antiquity, and recent scholars have observed parallels between the collection and other Orphic works. The collection is preceded by a prome, or prologue, in which Orpheus addresses the legendary poet Musaeus and calls upon around 70 deities to be present. The individual hymns in the collection, all of which are brief, typically call for the attention of the deity they address before describing them and highlighting aspects of their divinity, and then appealing to them with a request. The descriptions of deities consist primarily of strings of epithets, titles or adjectives applied to gods, which make up a substantial portion of the hymn's content and are designed to summon the powers of the god. The deity featured most prominently in the collection is Dionysus, who is the recipient of 8 hymns and is mentioned throughout the collection under various names. Most of the deities featured in the hymns are derived from mainstream Greek mythology, and a number are assimilated with one another. The Orphic hymns seem to have belonged to a cult community from Asia Minor, which used the collection in ritual and probably held Dionysus as their central god. The rite in which the Orphic hymns featured was the Teleti, Tau Epsilon Lambda, Epsilon Tau, a term which usually refers to a rite of initiation into mysteries. And this ceremony appears to have taken place at nighttime. Most hymns specify an offering to be made to the deity, which was probably burned during the performance of the hymn. Scholars have noted the apparent lack of Orphic doctrines in the hymns, though certain themes and references have been interpreted as pointing to the presence of Orphic thought in the collection. No external references to the Orphic hymns survive from antiquity, and they are first mentioned by the Byzantine writer John Diaconus Galenus, who has been dated to the 12th century AD. From perhaps as early as the 5th century AD, the Orphic hymns were preserved in a codex, which also included works such as the Orphic Argonautica and the Homeric hymns. The first codex containing the Orphic hymns to reach Western Europe arrived in Italy in the first half of the 15th century, and in 1500, the first printed edition of the hymns was published in Florence. During the Renaissance, a number of scholars believed that the collection was a genuine work of Orpheus, while in the late 18th century, a more skeptical wave of scholarship argued for a dating in late antiquity. In the late 19th and early 20th centuries, a number of inscriptions were discovered in Asia Minor, leading to the ritual function of the collection being established among classicists and historians of religion. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 055 UTC on Sunday, June 29, 2025. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Orphic hymns. This podcast uses content from Wikipedia under the Creative Commons Attribution, Share Alike license. Visit our archives at wikioftheday.com and subscribe to stay updated on new episodes. Follow us on Mastodon at wikioftheday at masto.ai. Also check out Curmudgeon's Corner, a current events podcast. Until next time, I'm Longform Ruth.